You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. So I didn't actually count the number of references in President Obama's speech at West Point this week. References to Pakistan. All right.
Right.
There were a lot of them. Here's one.
We're in Afghanistan to prevent a cancer from once again spreading through that country. But this same cancer has also taken root in the border region of Pakistan. And that's why we need a strategy that works on both sides of the border.
Certainly, if President Obama had not mentioned Pakistan at all in his speech, it would have been extraordinarily controversial.
Absolutely.
Of course, he mentioned the 30,000 new troops going into the fight as early next year and a withdrawal that will begin possibly in the summer of 2011. But let's talk about that both sides of the border issue. The Pakistan question and talking about it in context of Afghanistan wasn't controversial last night. But here's a very controversial statement that the president made more than a year ago during the presidential campaign.
If we have Osama bin Laden in our sights, and the Pakistani government is unable or unwilling to take them out, then I think that we have to act, and we will take them out. We will kill bin Laden. We will crush al-Qaeda. That has to be our biggest national security priority.
So does President Obama's biggest national security priority mean sort of ignoring the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan and considering them a piece of the same battlefield? Joining us now to react to this and other news this morning, really out of Pakistan, the Pakistani prime minister speaking in London, saying that Osama bin Laden actually isn't in Pakistan at all, is Ahmed Rashid, journalist and author of Descent into Chaos, The United States and the Failure of Nation Building in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Central Asia. He joins us from Lahore, Pakistan. Ahmed Rashid, good morning.
Good morning.
And Adil Najam, professor of international relations at Boston University. He's on the line from New England. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Ahmed Rashid, first of all, Prime Minister Jilani says Osama bin Laden isn't in Pakistan. Is that politics? Is that something we should take at face value? Ahmed Rashid? All right, we seem to have lost him there. Let's go to Adil Najam. What do you make of this statement from the Pakistani leader that, in fact, Osama bin Laden isn't in Pakistan at all?
He's probably telling the truth if he's saying he doesn't know where Osama bin Laden is. I don't think he does. I don't think anyone else does. And if they did, they should really tell someone who can do something about it. If he did know where he was, I'm sure he would have acted, and if the U.S. knew where he was, I'm quite sure the U.S. would be sending some of the drones they're already sending after Osama bin Laden. Now, could he be in Pakistan? Yes. But let's be very clear that this notion that somehow the Prime Minister of Pakistan has the address and the exact place where Osama bin Laden is really quite nonsense.
Well, let's talk about the border then. If we can stipulate for the moment that the apprehension of Osama bin Laden would be a huge story, maybe the security priority in Pakistan has nothing to do with al-Qaeda anymore. How much do you think the U.S. and the Pentagon and this surge is about violating and going after targets inside Pakistan, not simply in Afghanistan?
Two things. One, I think security in Pakistan now has a lot to do with al-Qaeda, certainly has a lot to do with the Taliban. Whether Osama bin Laden is in Pakistan or not, it doesn't matter. It's really not Osama bin Laden. It's the people who are doing these suicide bombings in Pakistan nearly on a daily basis. And therefore, what happens to the Taliban and to al-Qaeda in Afghanistan will have an impact on Pakistan. It's not Osama bin Laden is the least of the issues here. The
right.
issues is the larger one. Pakistan is very concerned about this for at least two very real reasons. One is that as the U.S. military squeezes, and if the U.S. military squeezes the Taliban in Afghanistan, where do you think they will go? There's a flubber effect. You squeeze them one place, they're going to go across that border to Pakistan. So success of the U.S. military operation in Afghanistan is really going to mean more Talibanization in Pakistan.
All right.
More violence in Pakistan.
Adil Najam is professor of international relations at Boston University. Thanks so much. Ahmed Rashid joins us now from Lahore, Pakistan. He's the author of Descent into Chaos, The United States and the Failure of Nation Building in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Central Asia. Ahmed Rashid, how sacrosanct do you think the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan is to the U.S. Pentagon?
Well, the border has been breached by the U.S. for some time because they've been using drone missile attacks some 50 miles inside Pakistan to take out the leadership elements of the Afghan Taliban, Al-Qaeda, the Pakistani Taliban, wherever they can find them. But at the same time, I think there's no question that the U.S. is not going to be wanting to cross that border on foot. In other words, put American troops on the ground on Pakistani soil with or without permission of the Pakistani authorities in order to deal with this threat. So what I do envisage is probably an extension of the drone attacks. They could continue in not just the tribal areas bordering Afghanistan, but also deeper into Pakistan and other areas where the Afghan Taliban are known to be. But what it really needs is the full cooperation of the Pakistani military.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Can the Obama administration count on cooperation of the Pakistani military in fighting the Taliban and, more importantly, in keeping Pakistan together?
Well, there's no doubt that the Pakistani military are fighting now very aggressively against the Pakistani Taliban in the tribal areas. But they're certainly not going up against the Afghan Taliban. And we know roughly where they are. They are very secure. They have not been attacked or harassed in any way. The question is, when will Pakistan, can Pakistan afford to go up against the Afghan Taliban when it's fighting this other battle? Now, I mean, I have been suggesting that there are several things that Pakistan could do without opening necessarily another battlefront. They could apprehend these Afghan Taliban because they know where they are. They could put them under some kind of house arrest. They could stop the flow of logistics and manpower that crosses the border from Pakistan into Afghanistan. So there are several intermediary steps that the Pakistanis could take, which would restrict the ability of the Afghan Taliban in Afghanistan.
But will they? Let's look ahead to the future. President Obama suggested that a withdrawal will begin in 2011. Of course, we've got the 2012 presidential election. Let's just fast forward to 2013. What's Pakistan going to look like in 2013, Ahmed Rashid, and how does that affect the strategy?
Well, you know, that's very difficult to say. This is the most unpredictable country in the world right now, and there are several crises here which are all coming to a head, the Taliban, the fight against extremism, the bombings, but also a very dire economic situation and a very tense political situation with the ruling party under enormous pressure.
So the takeaway
from the media and the public.
So the takeaway.
The
takeaway there is, you know, here is a nation of variables and all of them, floating around a lake of instability there. Ahmed Rashid, thanks so much for that insight. We'll certainly check in with you before 2013. Ahmed Rashid is journalist and author of Descent into Chaos. He's on the phone from Lahore, Pakistan, talking about Pakistan implications in the Barack Obama's new.